in the last 48 hours, our offices are being closed down, the SPLM is being banned, the civil, all civil peaceful activities, constitutional activities are being banned by the National Congress, and many of our leaders, cadres, including chairperson of Gadarif State, Salwa Adam Bineya, and chairperson of Northern Kurdistan, Adam Ali, and many other comrades who are in the prison right now, more than 29 of them. And just now, before we, 5 minutes before you call me, there is a crackdown on our offices in the northern state in Dongola.
Why do you think the government in Khartoum is behaving in such a manner?
They see that the SPLM represents a political threat. It is an organization that is calling for democratic transformation, is calling for a secular state, and they think that it is a picnic for them to destroy the SPLM so as to declare the second Islamic National Congress is a force for the past. It is no difference between them and Taliban, or their Western Hosni Mubarak and Ben Ali in Tunis, and all those dictatorships regimes in our area.
Let's talk about the fighting in Damazin and its surrounding. There are reports coming from there, very conflicting. Who started the fight in Damazin?
Well, it is very clear. The National Congress, as you know, they sent us a letter in June. They were saying that in a week from the 23rd of June up to the 1st of July, all the SPLM soldiers from the north, they are more than 45, and they came as a result of the security arrangement in the comprehensive peace agreement. They have to hand over their arms. They should be disarmed by the National Congress. They tried to do it in the Nubo Mountain, and their own force got divided over that, and the war started in Blue Nile. The chairman of the SPLM and the governor, who is an elected governor, Malik Angar, tried his best in the last 2 months with us together, and we signed an agreement, a framework agreement in Addis Ababa. It's been disowned by Bashir, and Bashir is insisting since then on war, not on peace.
What do you think is the solution to this conflict that has just started?
Well, the solution is really for the National Congress to change, or otherwise they will be changed. There is no way that they can refuse to accept the diversity of Sudan, as they were saying, or democratic transformation, or peaceful exchange of power. This is a dictatorial regime, and they want to continue the way they are doing in the last 22 years. So we urge the United Nations, the international community, all those who believe in human rights, to put a strong barrier for the access to be given and safe passage for humanitarian organizations to deliver food and aid to our people there. Again, we are calling that we should call for a no-fly zone that will be effected from Blue Nile to Darfur to protect the civil population on those areas. There is a need for a no-fly zone, and we are looking forward for the American peoples, for all those who are concerned about the human fate and human rights in Sudan, to support this call.